Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Baseball is in full swing, John, and some of the teams we expected to play well out the gate are doing just that, Braves being on the top of that list. But one team that seems to never fail to surprise us year in, year out, are the Tampa Bay Rays. And they are the remaining undefeated team in all of baseball. Neither of us picked the Rays to do much of anything, but here they are once again leading the way.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me about the Rays. People ask me all the time, and I am consistently 100% wrong. I've never had them in the playoffs. I look at their roster and I say, who's he? I mean, I actually know who they are because I follow it, but I mean, they do not have a bunch of all-stars on the team, and they manage to do well every year. I will give this one caveat. Their opening schedule is Tigers, Nats, A's. So they're 6-0 today. Point. Could be 9-0 tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but by the end of the weekend. They are much better than I thought, as always, and I was dead wrong. So thanks for bringing that up right away, Tony. Appreciate that.
That's not just you, John. I think that's pretty much everybody. I haven't seen Tampa at the top of anybody's list, but here they are. And the schedule is the caveat, right? They haven't played teams that were expected to do really well this year. Nationals, A's are still coming up, but they are 6-0. You got to tip your hat to that. The Braves are another team. Only one loss. They took down the Padres in a walk-off last night. We expected that, though. This team is very, very talented, and they're not even 100% healthy yet.
No, I mean, you're bringing up all my bad predictions. I actually had them in third, but I do have them as a playoff team, so to me it didn't matter. They're really good. They're a very young team. No reason to expect them to go backward. I just thought the Phillies and the Mets would go forward. That hasn't happened yet. They're really good. They know what they're doing. Arcia has come in there at shortstop. He's a veteran. You think you know what you're going to get from him. Certainly not going to be Dansby Swanson, but he's been pretty good. So, again, I'm tipping my cap to a lot of people today, so I'll tip my cap to them.
I'm glad you brought up Arcia because he's an interesting case, right? They make the trade for him a few years back with the Brewers. At one point, he was in AAA with that team, and now he's their starting shortstop after they let Dansby Swanson walk away. This couldn't be part of the plan for him to be their guy, right?
No, I mean, I think we all thought it was going to be Vaughn Grissom last year. He was really good all around the diamond, certainly a very, very good hitter, a great athlete. I think... You know, you go back a year ago or a year and a half ago, you're not expecting Vaughn Grissom to be a starting shortstop. But after the year that he had, I think we were all expecting him to win that job. I mean, one of the most shocking things I saw was a multi-year deal for Orlando Arcia. You do not see a guy who's considered a quote-unquote journeyman getting a multi-year deal in the middle of his career. So hats off to him. Good job by him. And hey, the Braves know what they're doing. They give multi-year deals to a lot of people, but we did not expect one for Orlando Arcia.
I tell you what, either the Braves know something that we don't, or they are the luckiest organization on the planet because they have been able to have guys in their organization that they brought up, not counting Arcia, but the likes of Acuna, the likes of Albies, that have been willing to take less than what their value is on the open market. That doesn't happen very often where teams get those type of guys, but they've been blessed with like two or three of these guys, and they're like key pieces.
Yeah, I mean, I think Riley got a good deal. He got over $200 million.
Yeah,
at this stage, I get that. We're never going to really get the whole Acuna and Albies deals at all. And, you know, give Alex Anthopoulos credit for getting them signed up so quickly.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was clear that Acuna was going to be a star at that point. You know, he was one of those guys, and this is a little bit of inside baseball now, who took one of those loan deals, you know, as a growing up, not a wealthy guy, wanted the money early, gave a percentage. And, you know, I think apparently he ran out of the money and had to sign the deal. I'm not sure what happened there, but that deal to me, I mean, people really criticized the Albies deal from the player perspective, but it was the Acuna deal. To me, that made no sense because he's a potential superstar, and I think he will be a superstar. Last year, obviously, took a little bit step back with the injury, but, you know, that deal was, you know, maybe like $100 million under. You can't say that about too many deals, but the Braves do a great job with the negotiation, and they, I mean, they set themselves up great. The predecessor, John Coppola, did a fantastic job.
Yeah,
and then he was banned from baseball. They let him back in, which I'm happy to see, but obviously cut a few corners, but he did do a good job while he was there too.
Outside of putting Acuna's deal aside, I think it's an important point that you bring up. Ultimately, it boils down to the player and what they're comfortable with.
Right.
Obviously, Acuna and Albies were comfortable with the deals they got. They're happy. Ultimately, that's all that really matters when we're discussing these type of situations. I want to go to the Central. The NL Central, because at least to the start, it's been a little surprising. You see the Brewers at the top, which I don't know is like a crazy surprise, but seeing the Cardinals at the bottom, and there's a little turmoil in St. Louis right now. Yep. Oliver Marmol calls out Tyler O'Neill for not running the bases hard. We don't see often managers call players out that publicly. I don't necessarily have a problem with what Oliver Marmol did, but there could be ramifications down the line in that locker room for this public call out.
Right. As a writer, a journalist, I love it. I never complain about that. I cannot. I mean, I give Oliver Marmol credit for giving his honest opinion. Was he right? You know, I'm not there enough to know. I think Tyler O'Neill's explanation does seem to hold some water, that he's been injured a lot with leg injuries over the last year or so, and he really wants to avoid that, and he's kind of working on a new gait to try to figure out how not to get hurt, and obviously did not run very fast and got thrown out. Now, was he not hustling, or was he working on his new gait? I don't know. You know, it is something to see. You know, in the first week of the season, you know, this is not the Cardinal way for them publicly yelling at each other. You know about the Cardinal way, right? And this is not it.
Yeah.
And so it's good for us publicly to see stuff that's honest and legitimate going on. But, you know, I do expect them to work it out. But a rough start for the Cardinals. And, yeah, I'm surprised about the Brewers, too. I thought they had some holes. Certainly in that bullpen, which I think the bullpen's going to be big now with the pitch clock, bigger than it ever was. We shall see. It's obviously a long season, but I was just there in Milwaukee, and they looked incredible. Beating the Mets, outscoring them 26-6 in the three-game series.
Two things can be true, right? Tyler O'Neill has dealt with some leg injuries and has missed significant time. So I understand where he's coming from when he's saying, listen, this game 3, 4, 5, I'm trying to get through the end of this season and be available for my team. But on the flip side, I also understand where Oliver Marmol's coming from, because I've seen Tyler O'Neill run. This is one of the quickest dudes in the league. I know his size may not say that, but I've seen this cat run. He is an unbelievable athlete. And so when I first saw the clip, before I saw any of the comments, I saw the clip first. And my first thought was, man, I thought he was faster than that. And so then later seeing the comments, it all kind of made sense to me. I do think these guys will get it together to get on the same page. This isn't the Cardinal way. You know, most of these things happen in-house. We very rarely hear about it happening outside, but Oliver Marmol decides to go a different route. He's the manager. We'll see where this all ends.